Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At what age are we at peak power to think? New research says, 30 years old. An international team of researchers has collected data from people ranging in age from 16 weeks to 100 years old and discovered a number of age milestones. Joining us live, Dr. Krista Lim Hing, Director of the Neurosciences ICU at South Shore University Hospital. Doctor, good to have you here. This is really an extensive study, but if you could start with the tender age of 2 and tell us what our brains do at that age.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. This research is really a kind of another affirmation of there's so much we don't know. So in the infancy, of course, we're just building everything. It's rapid fire growth, building all types of brain cells. And there's not a simple solution or answer to what defines intelligence when it comes to the brains. It's not just neurons. It's not just volume. So in childhood, it's essentially the brain is like a sponge. It's learning everything. It's building connections. It's decreasing neurons that are not being used and creating both inhibitory and excitatory connections for information processing to help with all the brain circuits that will allow someone to cope throughout life.
Okay, so that's age 2, then I've been reading in this study age 7, your gray matter volume peaks, and then after you go through the teenage and young adult years, this doctor is what caught all of our eyes that. And if you could explain it to us in layman's terms, what happens when we hit 30?
Sure. And I think this is kind of a relief to most of us that are past that 30-year-old peak, that most of these new studies are saying, yes, that although the volume of your brain and the size of your brain may shrink, it doesn't mean that the quality or function of your brain necessarily goes with it. So when they talk about the gray matter, that is actually the neuron cell bodies. The other part of the brain would be the white matter, which is kind of like the superhighway networks that connect the different neurons. And within that, you have different types of cells that affect the speed of the information processing. And so the shrinkage of the gray matter, meaning that you are losing some of those unused neurons, doesn't necessarily mean that you're losing intelligence. It may just mean that those were unused neurons to begin with.
Okay. Is there anything that we can do once we hit 30 and once we turn 30 again and again? Is there anything,
yes,
doctor, that we can do to improve our brain health and be sharper?
You know, the confirming evidence is showing that the peak of your brain, although the peak of our bodies may still be a question, but peak of your brain does not end in your mid-20s. It continues to have a plasticity. So this is a term that you hear tossed around. Your brain can't rewire, or it is kind of stagnant after your 30s, but that's not true. So you continue to have this plasticity, which means you can continue to mold and shape the capabilities of your brain. So yes, continuing to do some of these brain teasers and active involvement of reading and critical thinking and things that are stimulating to your thought as far, and especially like learning new things, learning new hobbies and skills, that also maintains and creates these new synapses and ability for plasticity even mm-hmm. as you age. So
okay.
I would say continuing that thirst for knowledge.
All right. Well, sign me up for that plasticity. I like the way that sounds. Keep on learning. Dr. Krista Lim Hing, Director of the Neurosciences ICU over at South Shore University Hospital. Doctor, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.